We're heading to the Thunder line, and we are saying welcome back to Thunder Country to these guys. All right, hold on. Let me catch my breath for this. Okay. 2012 Grammy Best New Artist nomination, 2012 ACM Vocal Group of the Year nomination, reigning 2011 ACM New Artist of the Year, CMA New Artist of the Year, 2011 CMA Award Single for the Year with Kimberly Perry, honored as the 2011 CMA Song of the Year, 2011 CMT Artist Award for Breakthrough Video of the Year, Best New Live Act Award, nominations for Teen Choice Award, AMA, ACA Award nominations, nominated for CMT's Group of the Year Award for the 2012 Performing Their Postcards of Paris on the Show, and currently nominated for the 2012 Teen Choice Awards for Choice Country Group, which will be airing on Fox on July 22nd, 2012. Whew. Other than that, they haven't been doing much. It's the band Perry on the Thunder line.
Hey, how guys. You guys doing? That's amazing. I can't believe you read that off.
Well, I can't believe you've done that in such a short period of time. Last time we talked to you, you were at number two with You Lied, and look at all that's happened to you guys. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. You guys out there at Country Radio are the heartbeat. You bring all these songs to life, and we thank you so much for just giving us an opportunity.
Well, this is a pleasure to talk to you guys again. Last year, you were here at Bethelwood Center for the Arts along with Tim McGraw and Luke Bryan, and we're looking forward to August 10th, the Brad Paisley Virtual Reality Tour. You'll be here with Brad and Scotty McCreery and a whole host of others on different venues throughout Bethelwood Center for the Arts. And you guys are starting off a big morning here, because as soon as we're done chatting with you, we're going to let our Thunderheads know how they can do some winning. We've got a big announcement that's coming up. So it's really a pleasure to get things started off with you guys. And as I mentioned, last year, you were here with Tim McGraw and Luke Bryan, you guys doing your own headlining dates. A question, are there changes that you have to make when it comes to working with different artists, like Tim McGraw now shifting over to working with Brad Paisley and other artists that have different style shows? Or do you just do your own thing?
Well, the one thing that's different for us this year on the Paisley Tour than last year on Tim, we're actually the middle act of the night, which means we get to go on right before Brad. And so there's certain responsibilities, you know, that come along with having that position in the show. And so we've considerably beefed up our production, meaning we've got more lights and
more
video.
We've got LED screens.
Got some LED and some little bells and whistles up our sleeve this year, which is always really exciting. It's been the best tour to be out on. I mean, Brad, you know, I don't know if you guys heard this, but he does a lot of his own animation for the show, and it's just a phenomenal spectacle, if you will, of an evening.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. Brad has been here at Bethelwood Center for the Arts a few times in the past, and we've talked about that. Not only the fact that he does his own animation and how much he personally puts into the show, but we always talk about how many tractor trailers it takes for a Brad Paisley show. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's a bunch of them. We haven't counted yet, but I know there are more than two.
It's like a little city that rolls in, you know? It's really amazing. And, of course, with all of we've got the outdoor stage as well, too. And it feels like summer camp all the time, you know? We all just stop and camp out in the chosen city.
We are talking with Kimberly, Neil, and Reed, the band Perry on the Thunder line.
With your own headlining dates that you guys have this year, are you feeling some sort of new pressure or being looked up to by those artists that now you're giving that opportunity to be with on the bill with you?
You know, I don't know. The whole country music artist family is just that. It's a family. And we've been so honored to have had the support, you know, of artists who were our heroes and who preceded us. And it's really cool for us when we do our headlining shows to have the opportunity to foster other talent as well. We certainly were given such great opportunities, and it's cool to be able to extend that hand now.
And just make them feel part of the family.
Absolutely.
Hey, has Brad Paisley pulled any pranks on you guys yet?
That is a good question.
You know what? He has pulled out more psychological warfare kind of tactics right now. He's just trying to throw us off our game.
We're talking embarrassing pictures backstage.
Yeah.
On stage.
On stage.
On stage. Mm-hmm. But I think he's saving the big one for one of the next runs. Kimberly, while we were in Nashville, asked him when he was going to pull out the big prank. And I don't know why he did that.
I know. I think I opened Pandora's box. However, in the meantime, I have struck a little deal with somebody in the Paisley camp whose last name may also be Paisley, Doug Paisley,
mm-hmm.
Paisley, the Don't tell anybody.
No.
Okay.
But if we keep him well-stocked and baked good, he's going to let us know if he hears of anything coming our way.
But Paisley actually has been throwing some really great parties. The last one was a midnight go-kart racetrack trip. He's done a midnight petting zoo with animals.
We had a private screening of The Avengers. Brad is the best party thrower.
Again, it's like summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, you know, it's interesting because you guys are following along the same line. Years ago, we had a chance to talk with Jimmy Wayne when he was part of the Brad Paisley tour along with Dierks Bentley. We also had a chance to chat with Kelly Pickler when she was on the tour with Brad Paisley. And it seems like the psychological, the always mentally looking over your shoulder for when it's going to happen prank-wise, and it seems like you guys are doing the same thing. So
yeah,
good luck.
Yeah, we're doing that. We change the bus code frequently. I mean, I have heard of Brad's camp putting crickets in somebody's bus, and we all know if you start out with two crickets, you'll have 200 by morning. And but I will tell you this. Brad does not want to mess with the band parent.
No.
We have some own tricks up our, own sleeve.
Oh!
The gauntlet has been thrown.
Dude, that was by the way, is not a challenge.
Wait a minute, half the gauntlet has been thrown, okay. Or a third of it has been thrown. Anyway, hey, you know, guys, one of the things that we are so proud of when it comes to the Brad Paisley Virtual Reality Tour is that our Thunderheads are very actively involved in what we're titling the Brad Paisley Virtual Reality Food Drive. And we've been collecting non-perishable food items at various locations throughout Thunder Country that are going to benefit the Federation for the Homeless through Community Unity. And it's all part of the community outreach that Brad has at different cities and towns that you and the tour stop at. And that's really cool.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
You know, country music gives better than anybody else we know. It's truly a genre of music with its fans and its artists that are as focused on helping people as they are the music, and we're just real honored to be part of a tour that gives back. And yeah, we just want to encourage everybody to get out there and do their part. It's so easy to help out.
Yeah, we've got tons of info at thunder102.com. The band, Perry, Kimberly, Neil, and Reed on the Thunder line. And before we wrap things up, guys, we first of all appreciate your time. Second of all, to you, Neil and Reed, I get to personally apologize because the last time we chatted on the air, I told you that Michelle Semirano was a nudge, and unfortunately, you guys had to put up with that firsthand when you joined us at our broadcast tent last year at Bethel Wood Center for the Arts. So please, don't hold that against me. I personally apologize, and there's nothing I could do about some people's kids, all right?
That's not. It's an experience we'll always remember.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Oh, I feel honored.
Congratulations on everything that's been happening in your career. Thank you for the wonderful music. Thank you for what you're doing for the for the community in general. And we really look forward to seeing you guys on August 10th with the Brad Paisley Virtual Reality Tour at Bethel Wood Center for the Arts. And now, as we move on, we've got some big news coming up for our Thunderheads. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. We love you guys.